Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Dinei Ner Shehidlik and Yehudi B'Shabbos. The lochos of a Ner that goyle on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph that if a goy lights a candle for a yid, it's also to be nana from it, not just for that yid, and not just for anyone else who knows that yid, for anybody, even people who is not lit for, who have no connection to the yid it was lit for, they cannot be nana from it. Anytime a goy does a melacha deraisa on Shabbos for a yid, it's also for all yidin to be nana from it. As opposed to, if a goy does a melacha derabbanan for a yid, so then only that yid cannot be nana from it. But everyone else could be nana from it. Mishnah Berurah explains that the halacha is that if something gets brought from Erev Tchum on Shabbos for a yid, all the yidin can be nana because that's derabbanan. It's a chiluk between melacha deraisa and melacha derabbanan. Now the reason why it's aser to be nana from a melacha that was done by a goy on behalf of a yid on Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah explains, is gzeira derabbanan, that if we'd be allowed to be nana from it, there's a chashash, they might in the future tell the goy to do it for us intentionally. So by deraisa, it's a bigger chashash, a bigger gzeira than by derabbanan. So by derabbanan, if the goy did a derabbanan for a yid, only the person who was done for cannot be nana. If a goy did a melacha deraisa for a yid, so no yid could benefit, could be nana from it. The Bir Halacha explains that means you cannot do with this candle, and you cannot have done without the candle. You can't learn in front of it. You can't eat in front of it. The Ramah explains that there's no difference between if this guy was hired to do it for you, or if he came to do it on his own, he's not hired. And if he was hired, does not make a difference if it was a schir yoyim, if it's schirus, that he's being paid per day to do the work, or if he's a kabbalah, he's being paid for the job. That all does not make a difference. Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no svar over here of any Yehudi Adaita Nafshek Ovid, that he's really doing it for himself to make his money. That's a svar we found in Simration and Beis, the Gabi having a guy doing work on Shabbos that ultimately will benefit a yid. But for a yid to actively be nena on Shabbos from the etzem halacha, from the actual thing the guy did, from the actual light that the guy created, that's usher in all cases. However, the Mechaber says there's an exception. First of all, if the guy lit the candle for himself, for the guy himself, or for another guy, then yidin can be nana from it. Moreover, if the guy lit the candle for yid as a chayla, even as a chayla she'ein besakana, someone is not in danger, since it's mutter do amir la'akam, it's mutter tell a guy to do a malacha on behalf of yid as a chayla, so therefore, there's no issue to be nana. Because what's the chashash? And next time you'll tell him to do it, you're allowed to tell a guy to light a candle for yid as a chayla. And the Mechaber adds in, even for katanim, who are not cholim, because tzarech ikon cholim she'im b'sakana dami. A young child has the same status as a cholim, that you're allowed to tell a guy to do malacha for him. Mishnah Berurah explains it means children do tzrichim harbi who really need it. And that's just anything for a little kid, but anything that children really need, you could tell a guy to do malacha for them. So therefore, they have the same status as a cholim, if a guy lit a candle, whether for a cholim or for a young child who really needed it, it's mutter for any yid to be nana from it. Any yid can be mishtamish la'ira, any yid can benefit from this ner. Now the Bir Halacha brings an interesting Eli Rabba that says it's a guy who wanted to fix a yid's candle. He wanted to fix it. By mistake, when he's trying to adjust or fix it, it caused the flame to go out. So the guy goes and he relights it now. That's mutter to be nana from, because he's not really doing it for you. He's doing it for himself. He messed you up, so he wants to correct. He wants to undo the damage that he did. He's not giving you a no. He's just undoing the damage that he did and bring the candle back the way it was before he interfered and he mixed in. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses another case, a guy who lit a fireplace. So if he lit the fireplace for Yidden, then all Yidden are not allowed to be nana from it, because the Malach Adaraisa on our behalf. However, if the guy lit it for himself, or for a chayla, or like we said before, for a cotton, so then the same halacha applies as by a ner, that all the Yidden could be nana from it. But like the Mechaber, Yesh Oysim Rebedura, there are Rishayim who are more machber by a fireplace, because there's a chashash that if we let Yidden be nana from it, Shami Yarbi Bishvila, he might come to extra. Originally, the guy lit the fireplace for himself, or lit for you as a chayla, something that could happen, that's fine. But if we all come to be nana from it, he might throw more firewood on our behalf. And that's how it's different than a candle. But a candle is ner le'echa ner le'mei. Once the candle is lit, as many people as want could benefit from the light. But for warming up at the heat of the fireplace, say here, there's a chashash of Shami Yarbi. He's going to add more firewood, and more people could get heat from it, and more people could benefit from it. So, if we know for sure the guy does not know any of us who want to be nana from it, then it's fine. But otherwise, the Shulchan Aruch over here brings his Yesh Oysim or Machmer that we cannot benefit from a dura, from a fireplace that a guy lived for himself or for a yid as a chayla. Even if you live for chayla sheyesh pasakana, all the yin cannot be nana from it. The Bir Halacha says that Isa Tzarech, if it's a case of need, one can be samach on the first shita and could benefit from the madura from the fireplace the guy lit for himself or for yid as a chayla. But generally, one should be machber and not be nana from the madura. And madura is different than a ner, like we explained, because a chashash of shem yarba bishvilei.